Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Well, good morning, boys and girls. It's time for fun and play with Happy Hank and our helper pal, Squeaky.
Hi there, fellas and girls.
And our little dog pal, Popcorn. Come on, Popcorn, say good morning to all your radio pals. That's it. And say, we're going to have oodles of fun in our dressing race, so bring your clothes and be all ready to start dressing so you can help your side win today. And right now, it's limerick time. Now, today, I want to tell you the story of a boy who wanted to be strong and full of pep so he could be on the football team. Hey, and that's a good idea, isn't it? Well, here's the limerick. An ambitious young fellow named Chet on the football team wanted to get to pick up the steam to make the first team. He ate cocoa wheats, now he's all set. Ha ha, yes siree. And if you want quick energy, the food type that stays by you the easiest, the most enjoyable way to get it is to have a nice big bowl of luscious cocoa wheats. Oh boy, it makes me hungry for some just to think about it. I like a little cream or milk and a little honey on my cocoa wheats. Now there's a taste combination that can't be beat. You just try it and see. Ask Mother to be sure to get cocoa wheats, the cocoa-flavored hot wheat cereal for you today. I'm sure your grocer has this swell-tasting cereal waiting for you right now. And say, right now, though, attention, it's time for the dressing race. Get your clothes together in front of the radio or any other handy place. Hurry now, don't be slow, 'cause this is the dressing contest. Let's see who will win. And when I give the signal, we'll all begin. All right, now, I wonder who's going to be the fastest dresser-uppers this morning, the boys or the girls. What's the score, Squeaky?
The score? Let's see. The boys are one race ahead. Oh, but I'll bet the girls win today.
Well, now, what do you say, girls? Going to win today? Oh, good for you. And what do you say, fellas? Oh, boy, if you both win, it'll be a great big tie. Well, anyway, Popcorn says it's time to start. Now, Popcorn watches the clock and tells us when time is up. All right, now, on your marks, get set. Go, and the dressing race has started. Now, hurry, 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 and keep on dressing until you finish, or until I tell you the race is over. Say, I hope you washed your face and hands real good and brushed your teeth and combed your hair. Oh, sure, you want to do those things the first thing when you get out of bed. Then you'll be all ready to start dressing. Now, you know, we have a dandy song that tells us how to wash. If you saw the movie about Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, you'll remember the cute song that Snow White sang to the Seven Dwarfs. It's called Boodle-a-doodle-doodle-lum-bum. And here's the way it goes. It's about washing your face. Step up to the tub, it ain't no disgrace. Pull up your sleeves and get them in place. Just scoop up the water and rub it on your face and go Boodle-a-doodle-doodle-doodle-lum-bum. Now pick up the soap and don't try to bluff. Work up a lather, and when you got enough, with your mouth full of water, you snort and you snuff, and you go bloodle-loodle-loodle-loodle-lum-bum. You douse and you souse, you rub and you scrub, you splutter and splash all over the tub. Although you're cold and wet when you're done, you got to admit that it's good, clean fun. So splash all you like, it can't be denied. You'll feel mighty slick just as soon as you're dried. It's good for the soul and it's good for the hide to go bloodle-loodle-loodle-loodle-lum-bum. Hey, let's take that last part and you say bloodle-loodle-loodle-loodle-lum-bum with me. Ready? So splash all you like, it can't be denied. You'll feel mighty slick as soon as you're dried. For it's good for the soul and it's good for the hide to go bloodle-loodle-loodle-loodle-lum-bum. I say, we can have fun when we wash our faces and go bloodle-loodle-loodle-loodle-lum-bum, can't we? Well, you just be careful and don't get soap in your eye. No, sir. Well, we have a lot of fun. Keep right on dressing. I wonder who's ahead, the boys or the girls. Well, you'd better hustle up. But, hey, what are you doing, Squeaky?
Hmm? Oh, I was just rubbing my neck. I've got a pain in my neck.
Oh, a pain in your neck? I hope I didn't give it to you. How come?
Well, I guess I must have slept crooked last night.
Oh, I know just how you feel. You have a crick in your neck. You know, sometimes when you're sleeping, you get your head all twisted around in a funny position, and then when you wake up, you've got a pain in the neck.
And it hurts, too. Oh, boy.
Well, how would you like to have a pain all the time?
Huh? Well, not me. I don't like pains.
Well, I know something that has a pain all the time.
Uh-oh, sounds like a riddle coming up.
That's right, it is a riddle. Yes, sir, boys and girls, see if you can figure out the answer for this riddle. Now, if you're real sharp today, you'll get the answer. Now, here is the riddle. What has a pain all the time? Can you see through that? What has a pain all the time? Oh, it's a stickler. See if you can see through it and figure out the answer all by yourself. I'll tell you the right answer at the end of our program. Right now, it's time for us to sing our Happy Hank safety song that reminds us always to stop, look, and listen. Now, one of our radio pals had an accident this week. He went out to play, ran out in the street to get his football. Well, he forgot to stop, look, and listen, and along came an auto and knocked him down. His leg was broken. They had to take him to the hospital. Oh, that was terrible, wasn't it? But he's going to recover all right, but he won't be able to walk or go to school for weeks and weeks. Now, think of that. So I hope you'll all try to be real careful when you go outside to play. Now, before you go out into the streets or roads, you look both ways and be sure it's safe. Remember to stop, look, and listen. Let's sing that safety song right now. Whenever you go out to play, stop, look, and listen. Just be careful every day. Stop, look, and listen. Don't play around on railroad tracks or step on nails or carpet tacks or let your watchfulness get lax. Stop, look, and listen. Autos can go very fast. Stop, look, and listen. Stand there until they are past. Stop, look, and listen. Walking down a country lane or near a track where there's a train or on slick pavement in the rain. Stop, look, and listen. Yes, sirree. Stop, look, and listen, and play safe. And I know you'll stop, look, and listen when you hear Mother say cocoa wheats for breakfast, because nothing makes breakfast more enjoyable than to have delicious cocoa wheats as the cereal. It's such a swell-tasting cereal, you just can't help but enjoy every spoonful. It's entirely different in flavor from any other hot cereal. In fact, it was especially made for you boys and girls who want a cereal that really tastes good. Now, cocoa flavor is most every kiddie's favorite flavor. In cocoa wheat, you get just a tasty touch of cocoa, and that explains why this hot wheat cereal is fast becoming childhood's most popular breakfast food. Oh, I know you'll be crazy about cocoa wheats, even if you don't care for any other cereal. When you smell its fragrant cocoa aroma, you'll want to taste it. And then, just a spoonful, and you'll be so pleased you'll soon be calling for more. Ask Mother, please, to get cocoa wheats for you today, because I want you to try it. And now, when someone asks you, do you eat cocoa wheats? You sing right out, I always eat my cocoa wheats, cocoa wheats, cocoa wheats. I always eat my cocoa wheats for breakfast every morning. Well, I hope you're finished dressing, because Popcorn's getting ready to tell us that time is up, and there he goes. Thank you very much, Popcorn. Stop dressing, everybody. I'll blow the whistle. Now, the dressing race is over. Let's find out who won the race. Turn on the magic eye, Squeaky.
Okay, here she goes.
Oh, say, just look at all the first-class dresser-uppers out there. Well, it looks like everybody got dressed on time today. I've got my magic counter here so I can count up real fast. Now, first, we'll take the hands of all the boys who finished on time. Up with your hands, fellas. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now the hands of the girls who got through. Oh, look at that. All right, hands down, everybody. Turn it off, Squeaky.
Okay. Oh, was it a tie, Happy Hank?
Well, almost a tie. The winners are... The boys won the race. The boys won the race. Hi-ho the derry-o. The boys won the race.
Oh, me. That puts the boys two races ahead.
That's right. Congratulations, boys and girls. You both did fine. But our magic counter says that there were more boys who finished on time today. But everybody keep trying to win next time. Try again. 'Tis a lesson you should heed. Try again. If at first you don't succeed, try again. Then your courage will appear. For if you will persevere, you will conquer, never fear. Try again. And now, boys and girls, it's time for another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. Now, remember last time, Squeaky had come home with news that Black Tom the Outlaw and his gang were starting operations again. Well, Sputters, in showing how he would handle Black Tom if he caught him, doubled up his fist and made a wild swing. But he hit himself on the chin and knocked himself out. When he came to, he didn't recognize Squeaky and Rocket and thought he was someone called John Alexander Max Squish. Well, Squeaky got worried and called the doctor. As the scene opens today, Squeaky and Rocket are waiting for the doctor to arrive and talking things over. Listen.
Well, I've heard of things like this happening, but I never thought it would happen to Sputters.
Well, I was glad he didn't hit me with that wild swing he took. That was a real Joe Louis swing.
Well, that's the trouble. He not only hit himself on the chin, but he knocked himself over that chair and hit his head on the floor. It made him lose his memory.
Lose his memory? Hey, you think we could find it if we looked around? Right over there where his head hit.
No, we'll have to wait for the doctor. Oh, me, I wish he'd hurry. Is Sputter's all right now, Rocket?
Yeah, I finally got him to bed, and he's still sleeping there. He kept calling me my man. I ain't his man.
Well, that's part of losing his memory. He thinks he's someone named John Alexander Max Squish, and that we're his servants. Oh, boy, I hope the doctor can bring him, too. If Black Tom were to show up here right now...
Yes, all that old Black Tom's fault. If it hadn't been for him, Sputter wouldn't be John Alexander Max Squish. You just wait till I see that old Black Tom. I was going to double up my fist like this. I was going to wind up my arm. I was going to take a swing just like this. I was going to hit him so hard just like this.
Hey, look out, Ray. Look. Oh, my goodness, he's done the same thing that Sputter's did. Hey, Rocket. Rocket, are you all right?
Oh, no. I is John Alexander Max Squish. How do you do, Mr. Max Squish? Oh, fine. Thank you, Mr. Max Squish. Oh, I hope, Mr. Max Squish, that you...
No, Rocket. Rocket, now you wake up. Wake up, Rocket.
Who is you? Who is this person that you call Rocket? My name is John Alexander Max Squish. How do you do, Mr. Max Squish? Oh, just fine. Thank you, Mr. Max Squish.
Now, Rocket, you can't do this to me. Rocket, wake up. I'll bet I shake you and you wake up. Rocket, Rocket.
Hey, Coco, quit shaking me. You choking me, Squish. What's the matter?
Oh, there, that's better. We've got enough John Alexander Max Squishes around here. Are you all right now? Who am I?
Well, you squeaky-ass who, don't you know who you is? What are you shaking me for? Oh, me, my head.
Well, you almost did the same thing Sputters did. And we don't want... Hey, look, there's the doctor just riding up now. Oh, now we'll see what he can do for Sputters.
Well, Rocket didn't quite become John Alexander Max Squish, but say, will the doctor be able to help Sputters? You be sure to listen next time to another chapter in the Adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. Now we're going to turn on the magic eye and see how many super birthdays we have today. All right, stand back from the radio so I can see you. That's the way. Now, I want to see the hands of all the happy boys and girls who are celebrating birthdays today. Up with your hands, way up high. Oh, that's good. Oh, lots of birthdays. Now then, let's sing the birthday song. Sing it loud now. Open up your mouth and show those boys and girls we're helping them to celebrate. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Now, boys and girls, remember that I'm going to give a crisp, nice new dollar bill for every limerick you send in that I will use on our Cocoa Wheats program. So if you have a limerick idea that you want me to use, you send it direct to me, Happy Hank, in care of this station. Now, be sure the word Cocoa Wheats is in the limerick. Now, here's another limerick that I made up. Now, listen to it, and you'll see how a limerick is made. Notice that the first, second, and fifth lines rhyme, and the third and fourth lines rhyme, and here it is. A baby who loved bread and butter was given a treat by its mutter. Well, he hollered haw-haw when Cocoa Wheats he saw, then he threw down his good bread and butter. Well, you can't blame the baby for clearing the decks when a nice bowl of delicious Cocoa Wheats comes along, can you? And by the way, if you don't have Cocoa Wheats at your home, be sure to ask Mother, please, to get a package today. You'll just be crazy about its good cocoa taste. And try a little honey on it with cream or milk. Oh, boy, does that combination taste wonderful. Well, did you figure out the answer for our riddle? Now, remember, we had a dandy today. It was all about Squeaky's pain in the neck, you know, and our riddle says, what has a pain all the time? Well, the answer is a window. Yes, sir, a window has a pane of glass, a window pane. So a window has a pain all the time. Oh, boy, I think riddles are fun. Now, tomorrow, we're going to have a big birthday party, so be all dressed and ready to play. We're going to have a fine time. Time to leave now. But until next time, you be good, be careful, play safe, and smile when you wake up. Be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away.